Before we approve the agenda, I need to add item number eight. The council's having a special election to annex a property. And I think recommending to put it on the agenda to discuss it as a discussion item only. As I discussed the special election in Killington to annex the parcel of land that's for sale east of Killington on Highway 280. There is a legal description in that. Thing that I'm gonna read, but I'm not gonna write all of that down. That being said, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
Get a second?
I think.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes and waive the reading of the minutes?
I make a motion.
Get a second?
I think.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Today, we don't have any award presentations. Move down to consent agenda. Can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Make a motion.
Get a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving down to new business. After our last meeting, we held interviews for the administrator position, and that also opened up the HR payroll position as well. So while we're doing those interviews, we asked the candidates if they would be interested in filling that position if it came available, and they were able to start immediately, so everything worked out for a change like it needed to for us. So to make everything official and get it recorded in the minutes, we added today the approval of hiring Lucretia Alexander as the county administrator effective April the 20th at a salary of $29 per hour for a 90-day period by the commissioners. Can I get a motion to approve that?
I make a motion.
I think.
Got a motion by Commissioner Corbin, second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two is approve the hiring of Tammy Patterson as the county administrative assistant payroll and HR effective April the 20th at a salary of $23 per hour, subject to a six-month probationary period by the commissioners. Get a motion on that?
I make a motion.
Get a second?
I'll second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Davis, second by Commissioner Corbin. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number three is approve the renewal of landfill agreement between Coosa County and John Boswell, DBA Janda Construction Engineer, Lisa.
I think you got an agreement in front of you, but we've had this ongoing agreement with this individual for, I think, 3-4 years now. It's the scrap iron basically that comes into the landfill and the electronics. And of course, in this instance, the electronics is the key because we can't put them in the landfill and they have to be removed. So the scrap iron is kind of a means of getting rid of the TVs, and he takes all of that. There's been some opportunities for us to maybe haul the scrap iron off, you know, to get those funds, but I don't think it's worth it to do that. Because of the type and kind it is, I don't think the value is that much. So I wish, you know, approve it. If there's any other means that you'd like to go about it, certainly we can entertain that. But I think this is probably our best option at this point.
He's done a good job so far, and he renews every year. I haven't heard any complaints about it. John Kelly, do you see any problems with that contract?
No, sir. Contract same as it was last year.
That being said, can I get a motion to approve the renewal of the landfill agreement between Coosa County and John Boswell?
I make that motion.
Get a second? Got a motion by Commissioner McBride, second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number four is approve the Coosa County Commission signing dollars of the American Revolution Proclamation celebrating America's 250th birthday. April Holdridge.
I'll let Kimberly know where to read them. Talk to y'all.
Good morning, everyone. I'm just kind of nervous speaking with people on my phone. But I have the honor of representing the Daughters of American Revolution and our Topeka chapter. We're out of Gateville. And as our nation is approaching its 250th anniversary in 2026, communities across the country and counties all across Alabama are signing this proclamation in recognition of this event. And it's a historic event, obviously, and it reminds us that the story of America is still being written by citizens such as all of you gathered here today. So we want to thank you for this meaningful opportunity and proclamation to be signed, and basically for joining us and recognizing America's 250. Would you like to read it, or do
yeah,
you just...
I'll read.
Okay.
I'll just... To Rockford, Coos County, Alabama, Lamar Dauphin County Commissioner, and each commissioner has a copy of their unique number. Whereas on July 4th, 2026, our nation will commemorate the semi-quincentennial anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And whereas the journey toward this historic milestone is an opportunity to reflect on our nation's past, honor the contributions of all Americans, and look ahead to the future generations who will carry forward the ideals of democracy and individual liberty that make the United States a unique nation in the world community. And whereas the great state of Alabama was founded by the Revolutionary War generation and their children pressing west into the territory organized by the Northwest Ordinance into the Northwest Territory, which was land ceded by Britain to the United States by the Treaty of Paris of 1783, and Alabama. Whereas the National Society Daughters of the American Revolution is a non-political women's service organization established in 1890, whose members are lineally descended from patriots of the American Revolution. And whereas, through the President's general leadership, all daughters are spending the next 3 years eliminating her legacy by celebrating her nation's rich history and diversity, promoting belonging through membership and dedicated service to God, home, and country, and by completing projects in unique, local, and impactful ways. And whereas, from the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party in 2023 to the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Paris in 2033, daughters are celebrating our nation's rich history and diversity of experience by honoring all men and women who achieved American independence. These patriots, believing in the noble cause of liberty, fought valiantly to establish a new nation and resolve that I, Lamar Dauphin, Commissioner of Coosa County, commend this commemoration to all our Rockford, Coosa, Alabama residents, in testimony whereof I have hereunto set my hand in official seal the 12th day of May.
So on behalf of the Tokyo chapter and the National Society of Daughters of American Revolution, thank you for your partnership and your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, that being said, can I get a motion to approve the Coosa County Commission signing Daughters of the American Revolution Proclamation celebrating America's 250th birthday? Motion by Commissioner Muckrass, second by Commissioner Forbes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five is for the Coosa County Commission to donate County Maintenance 2006 White Ford F-350, VIN number 1FENE24-86DA38241 to the Sheriff's Office to be used for special response to the Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I certainly appreciate your consideration for this. I know that we typically will put those vehicles as we're not using anymore on gov deals, and we haven't really seen a good source of revenue come back to the county for that. And I'd ask, we've got a need for it, and I would ask that y'all consider donating that to us for the use of the SRT team.
John Kelly, is there any problem with signing that over to them?
Sir?
Is there any problem with signing that over to them?
No, the commission can allow the sheriff's office to have the transferred vehicle.
Okay.
No title change or anything like that.
That being said, can I get a, and I apologize for my voice, y'all, I can't always talk. That being said, can I get a motion to approve the Coosa County Commission donating the county maintenance van to the Sheriff's Department?
I make a motion.
I see.
Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes, second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number six is approve the renewal of GFL service agreement at Coosa County Jail and West Coosa Senior Center. Did you look over those contracts, John Kelly, with GFL?
I have, and according to Lucretia, there is actually a decrease in the cost on both of them, or one of them?
Both.
Okay. This is something we do every year. I would suggest that we contact GFL and see if we can get it timed with our October 1 contract so that we don't have them bouncing in here middle of the year.
121 was supposed to have us a price on these as well, so they could have the whole county, but they hadn't gotten us a price yet on this, so maybe we can coincide that with October budget time and do it.
Well, if you wanted to approve it, you know, subject to ending, you know, on a specific date, that would be fine too, but at this point, I think it runs a 1 year period of time.
That's right.
So when I spoke with GFL, there's no contract on record for those two locations. So that's why she said whenever, was it before? I had it wrote down.
Advance or somebody.
When Advance took over, well, when GFL took over the Advance, they just moved everything over. So she said there's no agreement on file. So, like, the fees and everything that was charged was continued because they based it on that previous agreement we had with Advance.
Yeah. There again, you know, I've not heard anything from the current garbage collection business that they wanted to look at these. If you want to allow them to look at it, then you don't need to do this for, you know, a 1 year period.
Can we do it for a 3 month period or something along those lines, or 6 months?
You can certainly vote on that. It will be up to GFL if they want to enter this agreement for that period.
Let's do it. When does this agreement expire? Is it on there?
So I know when I spoke with her, she said we have an option to choose how long we renew it for. But the existing agreement, there's nothing on file.
Yeah, if they're willing to contract.
So that's why the prices are like they are. Because they just took the prices we were paying with Advance when we switched over.
Can we just table this to the next meeting? And because they're not going to put people in if we keep paying what we are.
No.
Yes, sir. We can do that and table it and communicate with GFL, you know, in the interim and 121.
June the 9th is our next meeting. Oh, I'd like to table this until June 9th commission meeting. If I can get a motion on that.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes, second by Commissioner McGrath. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7 is to discuss the proposal from Billy Price, Chief of USADA, to enter into an agreement with Coos County Commission Ambulance for Emergency Medical Dispatch Service. Mr. Price.
I'm gonna, if y'all don't mind, I'm going to let y'all director speak first.
Both y'all can talk. Okay. Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is Leon Smith. I got it wrong. I'm the chief of Casada. This is the fire chief of the of our fire department. I'm also the director of our newly formed 911 communication district. And the reason we're here today is because there have been conversation about agencies trying to join the communication district. Not only that, they wanted to hear more information about our medical service. We just recently formed our own paramedic division, and it's going great. And the reason why it's doing so well is because of our EMS services that we are providing. So during the course of actually starting the EMS services, we learned that the state had passed legislation where it allowed other communications districts to consolidate. And the reason being is it was for being more cost effective. So what we have came to you all to propose is charging you all $1,000 if interested, as far as it's $1,000 a month, which will equal out to $12,000 a year, to provide you all with that EMD services to where you all will be in compliance. Not saying that you're not, but we have learned by speaking to the state 911 board that there's a lot of entities that is not in compliance with state regulations under the new laws that they put out. meaning that every dispatcher that you have and they're dispatching EMS calls, they have to be EMD certified. And if they're not EMD certified, we also learned that you will not be able to collect for the services that you provide to your citizens. We have recently completed our packet, and we have sent it up to the state, and they have approved us. So right now, we are currently collecting for the services that we are providing to our citizens, and we just want to be able to offer that to other agencies that we have learned that kind of when revenues is not coming in as we expect them to, we want to be able to provide services to those other agencies as well. So we just here to answer any questions, and we are here to provide you all with a proposal, whether you enter into it or not, but it's definitely something to look into because the state 911 board is definitely cracking down on these other entities and agencies that is not in compliance.
And, you know, being a fire chief and just starting the ambulance service, as he was stating, found out you got to have the EMD part of it, and that's a requirement by state law. So, and it's very good to have that. I agree it should be in law because they're talking to you why some of the medics are en route out there telling you how to perform CPR and all that medical procedure that they can tell you over the phone why they're waiting for the ambulance to get there. So our dispatch has been great to us since we started with them. And like you said, we'd like to offer it to y'all too, so to help y'all out with y'all service.
Yeah, we just recently sent an agreement over to the Montgomery Airport. Director Lloyd Jenkins over there, a good friend of mine. They are looking to sign the contract to come on board. And we don't just offer EMS, we offer police, fire. We offer pretty much everything that you need as far as dispatch services. So,
how does the process work? So, you get a 911 call. How does that?
So we have a meeting coming up. It's next week at the state 911 board. So currently how it works, if a 911 call comes in, of course your county is responsible. If they are a district, they are responsible to handle all 911 calls. That's the law. So what they would do is, because we have 5-6 municipalities in Elmore County, and if you have the city of Millbrook, now we have our own dispatch in Tallahassee. So what happens is Elmore County 911 answers the phone. Hey, this is 911. What's your emergency? How can I help you? Hey, I got this going on, and it's in Cassata. What they do, they transfer the call over to our dispatch. Our dispatch take that call, and then we will respond accordingly. But what we are currently trying to do, the reason why we have the meeting at the with the state 911 board, by the Cassata's 911 communications forming their own district, we're trying to get the 911 call to go directly to our dispatch center now. So we have been in talks with the new director at the state 911 board, and we'll be meeting with them to get all of that set up. But currently, right now, it's no difference than what we was doing prior. So if you get a call, it goes to your 911, and if they'll send it to our dispatch, they dispatch it out.
Where do you stand with the certified dispatcher?
Still working on that. You know, the biggest problem we've had is turnover. Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest issue that we fight every day. So we've got possibly 3 ambulances to answer calls in this county. How do y'all handle that situation?
Our dispatch, we have 10-plus dispatches, and they're all EMD certified. So they're currently actually dispatching for other agencies far as EMS, as well as other police departments. Other police, Owens Crossroads is another one. They based out of Echo 911, who we're dealing with since we formed our communication district. They, like I said, they're based out of Huntsville, but they provide top tier service.
What I'm saying, we got one county ambulance and we got 2 volunteer ambulances on the east side of the county. If a call comes in to our dispatch and they transfer it to you guys, how will y'all know who to reach out to then?
Oh no! So when they transfer, they will have their own a radio frequency. So if it comes in and let's say it comes in and you saying that it needs to go here or there, well, when we come into the agreement, of course we'll sit down and we'll go over the logistics. So they will know who that call needs to go to, and they'll dispatch it accordingly.
Well, and this is something that we won't decide on today anyway.
So of course.
Discussion item, but there's a lot of things, again, Coos County being small and rural and
right.
broke, the $12,000 that we would give y'all could go a long way to helping them with their staffing and people as well to be qualified. So,
well, Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind me to cut
no,
you off,
fine, no.
We actually started our own communication district. It's because of the cost.
Okay.
We was actually being charged, I think, well, it was going to go up this year to like $120,000 a year for dispatch services. Since we formed our own communication district and actually brought our employees on, we're paying like $66,000 a year. So just saving that money is going back to the town for other things, like you said. Not only that, being in compliance, for our services, we're charging for our services to the citizens. You know, and the citizens are not paying it; the insurance companies are paying it. So, so that is also bringing in additional revenue on top of the savings that you have by starting your own communication district.
Could we possibly have y'all come to a work session before the next meeting?
Sure,
Have our 911 and sheriff in there.
No, sure.
Just all meet together and hash everything out more.
Probably need the other two chiefs from the other two services.
Yeah. We currently talking to Pike Road as well, out of Montgomery County. We have been in talks with them as well. Like I said, because the key to it is it's cost effective. When legislation passed that law down saying that, hey, communications district can now consolidate with one another. The only reason why they did that is because, I mean, I'm pretty sure you all are not doing it, but you had a lot of county entities upcharging these other agencies just for these services. So it was becoming, you know, it's coming to bear on those agencies and those entities. So the state passed legislation. I forgot what legislation bill it was. They passed legislation to allow these districts to consolidate. That way that they're putting their money together and they able to, it's more cost effective.
That's right. Right.
How would you dispatch Coosa County ambulance? If you got the 911 call transferred to your agency to dispatch, how would you dispatch it?
How we dispatch it? So they'll get the call, of course they'll get the address and we would love for you to see the center. I mean, we have, it's.
I'm saying, how are you going to notify the crew that's sitting in Rockford, Alabama, that they have a call?
Once they get the call in, they'll get the address, and they'll dispatch it out accordingly.
How are they dispatching?
By radio, through the radio system.
Yeah, so it's calling what radios you got.
Apparently, you haven't been in Coosa County long enough to know that radio, you're going to have a powerful antenna tower in Elmore County to reach Coosa County. Because the ambulance services and all have a hard time talking to each other now.
Go ahead.
It's the radio system they're using is that new modern push-to-talk system. So they can veer off on any of the federal regulation channels, which is phone services, to dispatch. So they can move it around to make sure it's getting out.
Right. So
who provides that system to each of the ambulance services?
They'll purchase the radios. And the radios, it comes with the radio. And what he's saying is, let's just say, if you on this side of the county and Verizon is your strongest signal, well, it'll pick up on Verizon Tower. You on this side of the county and AT&T is your strongest signal, it'll pick up on AT&T signal.
So is it FirstNet or?
Is they got FirstNet.
Yeah, they got FirstNet too.
All three.
It hits all.
Federal regulation channels that they're using.
And I don't know how clear you all radios here now, but if he just wanted to key up and do a test, you'll hear the clarity of the system.
Oh, I know how FirstNet works.
No, this ain't just FirstNet. This is
push to talk.
I know how to push to talk network.
So it bounces off whatever power.
Right.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, the clarity.
If you don't have service, you don't have service. So
you'll have.
You don't. They know give or take.
Well, we will.
That's something we'll have to discuss.
Yeah, we can discuss that at work session. We never know what's going to be on the agenda. I would hate for y'all to come in early and sit here and have nothing, but it would be easier for me to have a work session immediately following the commission meeting.
Yes, sir. No problem. Hey, we here, like I said, and it was just something that we discovered. So we're going to other smaller municipalities to offer this. Reason why, like I said, because we understand with the revenues and the expenses, hey, any way you can save, it's a win.
And just to piggyback, our billing person that bills for us, I think he's billing for y'all too, and they're billing for Pipe Road too, so
you
that's
how
we sort of all got connected into each other. We were all having the same problem. We all needed the dispatch service with the proper way of dispatching. So that's how we all got together, and I reached out to Holly, and we reached out to Pipe Road too as well, because you got to have that in order to be able to collect your money.
Well, if y'all will be back on June 9th, we'll have the other department heads here, or a representation from that department one, and we'll have our 911 sheriff here.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for your time.
We'll do a work session immediately following the commission.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Item number 8, Kelton is having a special election to annex some property over there, and I want us to read this order that they're going to vote on, just so we can have it in our minutes. It technically doesn't affect the county commission, but just so we can have it in our minutes and have it as a historical record. If the vote passes, then we'll have a record that we at least were notified about it and knew about it. So this is a annexation of election certain territories proposed to be brought within the corporate limits of the town of Kelton. Heretofore, on May 7, 2026, a copy of resolution number 01-2026 adopted by the town of Kelton, Fish County, Alabama, and certified by the mayor of the town of Kelton, was delivered to the judge of probate pursuant to Alabama Code 11-42-3, 1975, requesting an order directing an election of annexation to be held in certain unincorporated areas on the border of the present corporate limits of the town of Kelton, described as follows. And then it's got a big long legal section. I'll read if y'all want me to. I really don't want to. It says the map of the above described area filed with the certification copy of resolution number 01-2026 depicting the proposed boundary of the territory proposed to be brought within the limits of the town of Kelton, and that the territory is contiguous to the boundary of the town of Kelton, is available for viewing in the Coosa County Judge of Probate Office between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. any day the courthouse is open for business. For due cause shown, it is hereby ordered, adjudged, and decreed that an election be held on Tuesday, June 9th, 2026 from 7 o'clock a.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. to determine whether a majority of the electors, as defined in Alabama Code 11-42-2, 1975, residing within the said territory are in favor of annexation. Pursuant to Alabama Code number 11-42-2-4-1975, each qualified voter who has resided within the boundaries of the territory proposed to be brought into the town of Kelton for 3 months next preceding the election may vote at said election. The election shall be conducted at the Kelton Civic Complex, 145 Church Street, Kelton, Alabama, 35089, a polling place within the limits of the territory proposed to be annexed. It is further ordered by the court that the town of Kelton appoint and notify polling officials and conduct the election as required by the Code of Alabama, 1975, Title 11, Section 42, and Title 17, as applied, at said polling place on Election Day, June 9, 2026. It is further ordered by the court that absentee ballots be made available to those who qualify, and the deadline to apply for an absentee ballot is 5 days before the annexation election set on June 9, 2026. It is further ordered by the court that notice of said election and of the date, time, and place of holding same shall be given by publication of the Coosa County newspaper published in Coosa County once a week for 3 consecutive weeks preceding said election date, and notice to be posted as appropriate in the town of Kelton. It is further ordered by the court that all expenses related to said election be borne by the town of Kelton. As required by Alabama Code 1142-2, the court hereby declares that this order of election is entered and given pursuant to and under the provisions of Alabama Code 1142-3, 1975, done this 12th day of May, 2026. Richard Dean, Judge of Probate. Judge, is there anything else you want to add to that or need to add to that?
No. That was enough.
We don't have any old business, so we'll move down to staff reports, administration.
No.
Attorney?
No, sir.
EMA?
No, sir.
EMS?
We had 56 calls for service, 34 transports, 22 non-transports for the month of April.
Engineer?
We got started on the one of our projects, County Road 54, which is where the contractor, she was a contractor as of yesterday, so hopefully we'll get that finished up in a couple of weeks, and we'll be starting on ours shortly.
Sheldon, anything for safety?
Be safe, please.
Are there any discussion items by commissioners? John Kelly, before we adjourn, Holly has requested that we go into an executive session to discuss a good name and character of an employee. We had some more paperwork come in yesterday that she needs to discuss with you and the commission. Is that something that we can do?
Number one, you would have to add it to your agenda.
Yes, sir.
And then, depending on what the commission decides, an executive session is possible to discuss the good name and character of an individual if the commission motions and approves to go into executive session.
Holly, has anything changed? I know you still need to do that.
Well, I guess I need to go over it with y'all.
Well, I hadn't added it yet. So.
Oh, all yes.
Right. Can I get a motion to add item number 9 to discuss the good name and character of our employee?
Motion.
Can I get seconded? Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes, second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Commission.
Yes, ma'am.
I would just like to give you an update like on this situation at the jail. Alleged that we had a sprinkler to be popped off in the jail. And so we just need to hopefully after a while get together and see what we can do to fix, because that's going to have to be repaired.
Okay. Sheldon and I talked about that earlier. So yeah, we'll get with you. Okay. All right, can I get a motion to go into executive session? Get a second.
And it will take an individual vote to be recorded in a minute.
We have to vote on the individual.
I got a motion by Commissioner Davis and a second by Commissioner Forbes to go into executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
It takes an individual vote.
Right.
Start with you.
I vote yay.
Sure.
Yay.
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 Brandon, you vote.
Okay.
All right, we got all forward, John Kelly. All right, if y'all will excuse us for about 20, 30 minutes.
Thank
you
all so much.
Good meeting you.
I'll be back.
Look forward to talking.
Yeah.